Today readings teach us about gratitude. The first reading reminds us that Hannah was so grateful to God for giving her the son she had been long awaited for, Samuel. And she dedicated Samuel to the Lord so that he would be in the service of the Most High, the Almighty. And today, in the Gospel reading today, we see the Blessed Mother saying of the Magnificat. The biblical scholars often say, we don't know for sure if the Blessed Mother actually said this or not, but we know for sure that the Lucan community, this was part of their tradition, and they attributed this song or canticle to the Blessed Mother. And it's important for us then to know that throughout this whole song or canticle, the Blessed Mother taught us the attitude of gratitude, to be grateful to the Lord for what He has done to each and every one of us, and how He has come to save us even at times when we were leery of Him or questioned Him or didn't know Him. It begins with this one phrase that I want you to remember, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. It didn't say my mouth proclaimed the greatness of the Lord. It didn't say my social media posts proclaimed the greatness of the Lord. It didn't say my billboard proclaimed the greatness of the Lord. It said my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. There are certain things in our lives that cannot be expressed into words. And our souls know. And there are some things that God knows that no one else knows. There are things that are so intimate that we hold it dear within our soul. And our soul needs to proclaim the greatness of the Lord for what He has done for us. Because our spirit rejoices in God our Savior. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age where we're so busy chasing after one thing after another, we have become busybodies. But have we really become people of prayer, where our souls, every fiber of our being, proclaim the greatness of the Lord or not? That's hard. May we learn from the Blessed Mother today to know that whatever going on in our lives, may we always praise Him, trust Him, seek Him, and give our everything to Him. The Magnificat is so important that the church make it an integral part of evening prayer. Each and every day, those who pray the Liturgy of the Hours, whether they are priests, whether they are religious, or whether they are lay people, pray the Liturgy of the Hour, the official prayer of the church, we say the Magnificat each and every evening to remind us that even when the days get hard, even when it gets trying, may we sing praise to God with everything that we have, with all of our being, with who we are.